in me, and I am a perfectionist. And I almost feel kind of silly, like, coming on here and saying this, but, like, we gotta be real with ourselves about perfectionism and what it means and what it does to us and how so many of us are wearing it like a badge of honor. And I'm calling myself out, and I'm calling you out if it applies to you, but I have a feeling it does. I think so many of us have this work ethic, have this desire for perfectionism, for things in our lives to look and feel and be a certain way. And if they aren't that way, we keep working and pushing and perfecting to reach that level of perfectionism, or some of us might call it professionalism, or how we want something to appear on the outside. And I heard something really fascinating. I don't know, maybe it was like a week ago, and clearly it resonated with me because I'm talking about it right now. But I heard something and it went something like this. It said, your work ethic, your strive for perfectionism, your desire to do well and your desire to do right, it can make you great, but it can also be what breaks you. Don't let it be what breaks you. And this so resonated with me because there's such a fine line, right? Yes, you want to show up and do your best and be your best and have your work and your output, no matter what it is in your life, match who you are and the person that you are and the way that you want to show up in your life and in the world. But at the same time, it's like such a double-edged sword because it can also be what breaks you. That desire, that work ethic, that strive for perfectionism can be what exhausts you. It can be what overworks you, what tires you, what burns you out, what starves you of your joy. And so this clearly resonated with me because I think it's important to recognize this within ourselves and then recognize when it's time to give ourselves a break, to identify the difference between passion and perfectionism. Because I think we can also view that perfectionism as our passion, as our fire, as what keeps us going. But there's a difference, because I think when we're running on passion, when we're running on purpose, when we're running on joy, it excites you, it motivates you in a way that is positive, that fills you up, that you feel an excitement in your bones. Perfectionism drains you, it starves you, it exhausts you, it depletes you. And so I challenge you to do what I'm going to do, which is challenge myself to identify the difference between passion and perfectionism in my life, and to not allow that work ethic, that desire for perfectionism, to not allow it to break me, to not allow it to be what depletes me. And this is a struggle. I'm not going to lie. I started this episode by saying my name is Sydney and I'm a perfectionist, because that's how I've always lived my life, is wanting things to look a certain way, to feel a certain way, to be a certain way, and to labor over it, to obsess, to compulse, to review over and over and over again, to refine over and over and over again until it looked the way I wanted it to, until it met my standard. And if you think about it, identifying for yourself the difference between passion and perfectionism also means identifying for yourself if you're operating from a space of confidence in yourself, in self-worth, in standing in your worth, in knowing that what you're going to do, who you are, is good enough, that it's always good enough. And when you're operating from a space of doubt, when you're operating from a space of not knowing, not trusting, not believing that who you are is enough, you operate more from a space of perfectionism than you do from a space of passion. This is like a huge light bulb moment that I'm having literally right now as I'm talking. When you're operating from a space of knowing who you are, of believing, of trusting, of seeing your value, of seeing your worth, of knowing without a doubt that who you are and the way that you show up is enough, you're going by default to operate from a space of passion rather than in this space of perfectionism, which by the default is a space of being hard on yourself, of not trusting yourself, of not believing in yourself. And so it's really my belief and my knowing that the more that we trust in ourselves, the more that we see our value and our worth, and we choose to exist in a space of self-confidence, we're going to fall back on our passions and living and operating and moving and breathing and working from that space of passion rather than from the space of fear, which is that space of striving for perfectionism. So a question I think I want to pose is this: where are there spaces and places in your life that you are choosing to allow yourself to operate from fear rather than trust? And when you're operating from fear, do you find that you're falling back on passion or perfectionism? I am so excited and curious to hear what you think about this. If this resonates, if you find that you fall on passion or perfectionism more. I think it's a toss-up, right? We fluctuate, we change, we go between the two. So I would be so curious and excited and interested to hear what you think and where you kind of land between this. So make sure to connect with us on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, wherever. We are at Seek the Joy Podcast everywhere. Send me an email, info@seekthejoypodcast.com. I'd love to hear what you think about this. I think we're always striving for that level of perfectionism, but we have to remember that we are already there. We just have to choose to believe it, to see it, to know that we are enough. So connect with us. Let's continue this conversation. Share this episode, share this podcast with your friends, with anyone who you think would resonate with its message. I hope you guys are having a great day, a great week. I'm really liking these like mini episodes. It's an opportunity to share what's on my mind and on my heart, and something that I know that so many of us think about, struggle with, something I still struggle with on the daily, on the reg. So that's it. That's all I've got. I hope you're having a great day, a great week. I'll see you right back here real soon for another one of these, for another Seek the Joy Tuesday, and we'll talk soon.